fried. A cold beer on a Friday night. A pair of jeans that fit just right. And the radio. Oh,
yes! Oh, I'm so happy to hear your voice singing that with me. You don't know how weird it was last time doing it without you in Hickory.
All by yourself.
All by myself.
And your friend is like, what are you
yeah,
doing?
Because like this, I had the earphones on. They didn't really hear the song starting. So they just see me like just not talking for a minute. And then like timing out my head, go, like, what is wrong with him? John, are you okay? So it's happy to have you back and doing that with me.
For your duets.
Yes.
Know. Yeah. I mean, I haven't seen you in like a month since Nashville.
Since Nashville. You and I have been ships passing in the night.
Yeah.
Road dogs.
Yes.
Making things happen, living the dream.
Yes. Well, we also got to record so many podcasts in Nashville that we didn't have to record as soon as we got back. But then you weren't even back, and I wasn't back anyway, so it all just kind of worked out.
Yeah, we banked a couple there. That was a lot of fun.
Man, everybody loved the John Rich episode. They said that was their favorite episode so far.
Oh, God.
I mean,
I love him so much.
Yeah.
Thank you for introducing me to him. I mean, I'm trying to find that whiskey. I don't think it's in California. I don't think it's in Los Angeles.
Now, you need to request it at your liquor stores.
Yeah.
Or at BevMo or wherever you go. Like, because the more you request it, the more people will order it. And so, and we know it's for such a good cause. So definitely, no matter what liquor store you go to, make sure you ask for it, because that's how you should be able to get it.
Redneck Riviera.
Walmart,
you will thank us.
Yeah. Yeah.
It's very good.
Yeah.
Well, okay. You're listening to the Fried Podcast.
Oh, yeah.
Happy Friday, everybody. In case you're like, hey, what is this nonsense?
Who are they?
My name is John Reap, JONREEP, and this is
Sarah Tiana.
And you're listening to the Fried Pod. I like to start saying Fried Pod because it rhymes with Tide Pod.
Oh.
I'm like, don't eat Tide Pods.
But listen to the Fried Pod.
Yeah. I said that once on social media, I think.
I love being at your house because you have Irish whiskey, which I never buy.
Oh, no?
Mm-mm.
No, what do you normally buy? Kind of whiskey gal
usually
are
you? I just drink bourbon, and then I'll drink like, I don't know.
You and I were both in the bourbon capital not long ago. You were in Lexington, am I right?
I haven't been in Lexington
are
in a
you
long
kidding?
Time.
But, no. Oh, huh.
It's been a while since I've been there.
I was just there, but okay, well, your name came up, which is why I thought you were just there.
My name always comes up.
Oh, it comes up. Well, with me all the time. It never goes down.
where are you at the
Comedy off Broadway?
Yeah, that place is great. It's the hotel?
Great. Well, the hotel's walking distance.
Right.
It's right there.
Yeah, that's the best.
They call it Comedy off at the Lexington at the Green or something.
Uh-huh. Yeah.
The Hilton, which is now the Embassy Suites, is right there.
Oh, how nice.
And you can just walk there, which is great if that's where they make a lot of bourbon.
Yeah.
You know? You can just stumble back and forth.
Kentucky Derby is there. Yeah.
But I was doing a radio thing, and your name came up. This guy named Dead Air Dennis.
We were just
chit-chatting, and I told him about the Fried Podcast, and he said he loved it. He said that you were just in there, which made me think maybe it just happened, but that must have maybe it was a while back then. He doesn't know time.
Oh, poor Dennis and his time. Or it could have been Sarah Colonna. Sometimes people get us confused.
Wonder.
Yeah.
I don't. I'm going to have to get on about that.
I was just on Christina Pajitsky and Tom Zagora's podcast.
Oh, how's that?
Your mom's house?
Yeah.
Oh, it's great. It's like the fourth time that I've done it. Because I did it like when it started. Like when it was like in Red Band's apartment in Burbank.
Yeah.
That's where
he started?
Yeah. Like.
John Heffron and I did one there and just kind of stopped doing it. But they've been at it that long and just stayed with it.
Mm-hmm.
That's pretty smart.
Yeah, that's why they're doing
doing so good. They do it from, where do they do it from?
Now they do it from their house.
Their house.
Yeah, their house. They bought this house in Woodland Hills, and the guy who owned it before was a recording artist, or he was a producer, like a record producer or something. So he had a recording studio in his garage that he had converted his garage into a recording studio. And when they were going to buy it, he's like, I could convert it back into a garage if you want. And they were like, no, this is why we want to buy it.
Wow. So that was part of the selling point then for them, probably.
Yeah.
Wow.
So they do it from there, and it's great. But the reason I brought them up is because the two of them, I never knew they were dating for like 3 years because each of the other one thought the other one hated me. So they like never brought me, they never brought each other up to me when I would see them.
Really?
And I was like, they must That's have had funny. Me confused with another Sarah, you know?
Oh, really?
Or, no. I'm not saying it was Kelowna.
No.
But
yeah, yeah.
People confuse me for her all the time. They're like, I remember you on Chelsea and After Lately. And I was like, you know,
wow.
I wasn't on After Lately.
And then they realized that we both like her.
Yeah, we're both like, well, Kelowna and I are both around the same age.
Yeah.
We're both huge sports fans.
Right.
And we both did Chelsea. I mean, we kind of look alike.
True.
So I think, you know, it's kind of easy.
I'm also racking my brain about who it could have been.
If
it wasn't Sarah.
Like probably some. I mean, that was back in the Martini Blues days, you know.
Oh, my God.
We were doing funniest female content.
Yeah,
There were so many Sarahs. So they probably just.
It was
probably somebody that ain't working no more.
That's true. cheers to us for staying in the game this long.
Do you remember doing any other comedy contests before Last Comic?
I auditioned for Aspen, the
comedy the HBO Comedy Festival.
Yeah, actually, that I did that one, the audition for that first, and got like sort of selected to go there. But then Montreal, it's the same year that Montreal that happened. I went to Montreal instead. I sent an email to the guys at Montreal like, well, I don't know, Aspen's.
Yeah.
Kind of the one that has said yes to me, and they're like, well, hang on a minute. So I kind of played like a
Amazing.
Little leverage game there. So, But I did that with my favorite. Here's a random one, right?
Okay.
So probably my second year of just doing road stuff, right? Mm-hmm. I think I was doing a college gig, middle of America somewhere. I can't remember. I want to say North Dakota maybe, but hotel right next to like an Applebee's. And it's like, had a day off. And I'm like, let's go over here and get some food. And they happen to be having a joke contest.
At Applebee's?
It's like an Apple. It could have been a Chili's.
What is the joke? The appetizer menu?
Exactly. Everything on there. Yeah. But it was a restaurant like that. I can't remember the exact name.
Oh,
do you want to go back? There it is.
I'm putting my feet up.
Sarah's reclining.
In your couch.
Oh, boy.
This is the one that works.
Yeah. That one and that one. This one, still no part.
Still doesn't work?
Still no part.
Unbelievable.
Oh, my assistant Shannon has told me I need to write a very angry email because she's the one that's been dealing with them. Like, she wants me to blast them on social media.
Yeah, you should blast them on social media. We're blasting them on here.
Living Spaces.
Yeah.
Yeah. Fuck you, Living Spaces.
Yeah, Living Spaces.
I'm trying to live on my recliner won't recline, but yeah. Anyway, so I went to this little, Applebee's or Chili's 2 or Fat Tuesday or some, you know, generic chain like that. And they had a joke contest, and I thought, oh, this will be interesting. I'm not famous. No one knows me. I'll just sign up.
Yeah.
And everyone's going up there just telling a joke and sitting down, you know. And they called my name. And I just walked up and was like, I just started doing my act. And I did like 5 minutes. And the place like, And I won the car. I got like a free burger or something. But I don't know if that's what you mean by a contest or competition.
That's
not what you meant.
Well, you know, where like those contests that they would have. They used to have this funniest female, you know, and it was like, or I think the Ice House did them too, or Flappers, you know, where it was like, the first place person got like $300 or something, at the Ice House, they got like a main room spot or something. And then like second place got tater tots, you know, like it was something.
Yeah.
But it's like where the whole audience voted, but it was just like whoever brought the most people, that's
right.
who won.
Yeah.
And that's
those bringer shows.
How it always was. And I was like,
those are the worst.
I'm not going to ask my friends to come to this show.
No.
I know it's going to be awful.
Right.
And then the person who doesn't deserve to win, you know, I always ended up getting second or something.
Uh-huh.
Because, you know, you have to write down two people. So they'd write down their friend and then they'd write down me, you know?
The other comics? Or the judges?
No, the audience.
Oh, I see.
You know, so that's how I kind of knew.
Oh, right.
Like later on, I was like, oh, that kind of actually means that I
first.
Am good. Yeah, because I'm their second choice after the friend that they came to look
right,
at.
Right, they have to put their friend up there.
For their
and then
friend.
Second place, the one who is funniest.
Yeah. Well,
the stranger we don't know.
It
who's
was
hilarious.
That was weird. The only other one that I mean, besides the funniest female, which was just like a nightmare to do, this, but there were, I had to, They do that in Nebraska at the Johnny
Club?
Carson Festival.
Oh, that's right.
There.
He's from there.
Yeah. So okay. They do a festival there, and it is kind of a competition of sorts.
Yeah.
Like, I don't know what the winner gets, but Mark Norman.
Funniest female. Now, is
that
still going on?
No, that was just like all people was like.
Oh.
Yeah. And Mark Norman.
You're doing that one, or you already did that?
I already did that, yeah.
Recently?
I did that. Yeah, recently.
Oh, wow.
Because that was like the caveat of doing that. The festival's super fun. Yeah. And it's really fun to go to, and like nobody... I mean, I'm sure some people really take it, but it's really just like a cool opportunity to go. It's just two shows in Nebraska, uh-huh. and it pays what a festival would pay normally. So it's like...
It's like a little hobnobbing,
yeah, like,
a little elbow rubbing, a little stand-up.
Yeah, and I think if you win, you get like a bonus.
Huh?
So...
Did they have like a little podcastings area in that festival like Nashville did? I think like Nashville's just like... If you got a podcast, you're going to do one show of it or something. But I think every comedian has a podcast now.
Yeah, it seems like it. Well, it seems like a lot of festivals have podcasts, but this one was just like two nights of comedy, basically.
Yeah, okay.
And in the town civic center, it's a really small town.
Uh-huh.
And
do you remember what town it is? The name of the town? It's not like Omaha, Nebraska.
It's the town that he's from.
Okay. Yeah, I forgot.
I just remember there were like a bunch of like nuclear missile silos everywhere.
Nice. Hopefully you felt safe.
And we went to his childhood home and
wow.
the museum that they made for him. And you had to be clean because he liked clean
right.
comedy. So it was great. It was a really cool experience. And then you had this like, you had a couple that would take you. You had like a driver like who was usually just like, ours was like a married couple. It was like me and I think, I'll remember in a second.
Yeah.
But like our couple was like super religious and so sweet. And like, I said something about, she said like the funniest thing that she'd ever seen was the street sign P Road in Hawaii. Like she would just get so tickled.
P
like,
Road.
Oh, when she thought of it,
right.
that she would just like, she couldn't get the joke out.
Right.
And so I would just bring it up naturally, like into like whatever conversation we were bringing. You know
yeah.
how you are as a comic. You just,
oh, it's
you
a
just
yeah.
yeah, you just reference it. I was like, oh, P Road was my nickname in high school, you know,
yeah.
or whatever, you know. And then she's just like,
bust out.
Yeah. Like
every
I
time.
Was crushing so hard in the car.
That's great.
Yeah. Oh, man. God, I forget the guy's name.
I haven't been to Nebraska in quite some time. Omaha's the club there that I normally go to, but now it's killing me to find out where Johnny Carson's from.
Yeah, I'm going to look it up on my phone.
Tweet it at us, everybody. We're easy to find.
I'm going to look it up because everybody's
while you do
probably
that, I'm
screaming.
I'll plug some tour dates.
Okay.
She's looking up where Johnny Carson is from. I will tell you, I'll be in Tampa at
Ooh.
Side Splitters Comedy Club coming up this month. I'm looking up stuff at the same time. May 24th, I do believe. Yes, nailed it. 24th through the 27th, Side Splitters, Tampa, Florida. Come on out and see me. Then I'm going to be back in Los Angeles for about 2 months mostly. I got like one little gig here and there.
Oh, nice.
Like a little corporate thing, a little casino deal, just a one-nighter. And then I'm going to be in La La Land doing more stand-up and
so
then hopefully auditioning. And all that kind of stuff. Now, do we know where Johnny Carson's
Norfolk.
From?
Norfolk, Nebraska.
Oh, there's a Norfolk, Nebraska.
Yes, there he is.
Huh. I know there's one in Virginia.
Yes, yes.
I haven't heard about the Norfolk in Nebraska.
Yeah. Oh, God.
Interesting.
I'm so upset that I can't. Trayvon Free was
oh,
the guy that was like in the car with me all the time.
Got
and
it.
He, he was like... Yeah, Trayvon like moved to LA from New York to write on Bill Simmons' show.
Wow.
But he was a writer on The Daily Show for a long time. He's a genius. Like he's such a really
that name
funny
sounds
writer.
Familiar.
Really funny writer. Very politically active on Twitter, especially. But his Twitter handle's at Trayvon. But don't tell him
yes.
that I forgot
no,
who he was.
Don't say anything about
don't
that
forget
part.
The, don't tell him that I forgot his name.
Say exactly the opposite of that.
Because I'm
she
an old lady.
Stop talking about how great Trayvon was.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, so that was like such a crazy festival, but yeah. I'm also just like my brain is not firing on all cylinders because I've been moving.
I know. You mentioned it briefly last podcast, and that's got to be one of the most. I think it is probably one of the most stressful things that any human can do is moving and stand up comedy.
Yeah,
and you're doing both.
Yeah. It's like it is so stressful. It's so funny. Remind me to tell you about how Malcolm Gladwell does not think the comedy is hard.
Okay.
Well, comparatively, okay. But like,
well, yeah. If you're fighting ISIS, that might be. I'll give him props there. You know.
Well, he was just having this whole debate with a fellow scientist, or like just like
I don't know who Malcolm is, by the way.
Malcolm Gladwell.
Yeah.
He's kind of a famous author. He wrote Blink and The Outliers.
Okay.
David and Goliath.
Oh, okay.
It's kind of like these mathematic book. The Outliers was that famous book about 10,000 hours and like how once you put in your 10,000 hours, you'll mm-hmm. be successful.
Anything that you put those hours into.
Yes.
Yeah.
But some people have
now.
A chance to start their 10,000 hours earlier, like
right.
Bill Gates just happened to live in a town where they had a computer in the mm-hmm. library, and his mother worked at the library.
Yeah.
And was one of the first computers ever.
Right.
So he was able to study that from a young age, you know.
Access.
So his 10,000 hours started
earlier.
Then,
right.
You know.
And how did it come up that he thought it was... It's easy.
Well, they were doing a debate about the most people who are most socially aware.
Uh-huh.
And Malcolm said that teachers were, because they have to observe students every day and mm-hmm. human interaction, like who's the best at.
Right.
And then the other guy said comedians, because they have to deal with
social issues, stuff that's going
but
on.
Also read an audience sure. and like a crowd every night.
Right.
And then the debate, then they were just debating so much because Malcolm Gladwell was like, it's so easy. It's like a group of people who are already intoxicated and they came there to laugh, whereas teachers
right.
have to study people who don't want to be there.
Right, right.
And it was I could see both
There's
sides.
There's some good arguments there.
Yeah, I could see both sides. But also, we have a different group of people every night.
Yeah. And they're not always there to see you, especially when you're starting out. They're just there to see like maybe another comedian, the headliner, or it's just like Hero. It's just a continuous comedy. You don't know what you're going
to
get. So
I agree that it's not like stressful to perform, but I think the business is stressful. I think that's what people don't understand, is that like the business, like on stage is like the most relaxing time of my. That's
my
why my accent
part.
Is so much thicker on stage, because it's the most relaxed I am all day. You know, it's who I am. I'm finally myself.
Yeah.
I don't have to think about anything else except for what I want to talk about, and I just kind of read the crowd.
Yeah,
it's super
so all that
easy.
Hard work you put into
it's
it.
It's leading up to
this
the other 23 hours of the day.
No, exactly.
That are tiring.
Plus
and
teachers, they cut the summer off.
Yeah, teacher.
We're working in the summer. Maybe not as much.
My sister is probably yelling at the radio right now.
I'm just trying to back up you a little bit.
Yeah. I agree.
It is tough.
But I'm tired because you're
stressed out because of the moving. And you're moving from like Hollywood type area to
the airport. So
the
I'm
airport
moving
area.
Like 30 miles away.
And 30 miles in this town is over an hour, maybe an hour drive easily.
Yes.
Yeah.
Well, it's straight freeway if I can get there, but there's still traffic. So
you got to time it out just right.
Yeah. I mean, it's great because now I live 10 minutes from the airport. My boyfriend lives 10 minutes from his work because he works right by the airport.
Yes.
It's so nice. It's by the beach. We're 6 blocks from the beach and we're 4 blocks from Main Street El Segundo, which is adorable.
Yeah.
And it's a big house, you know, that we're renting. So we have a lot more room, and my dog has a huge yard. And
oh, that's great.
You know, so he's very, you know, but my dog is so stressed out because we keep going over there and I keep packing everything.
He
and he's like, am I coming with you?
Yeah.
You know, like he's super stressed. He ate a pillow yesterday. So
oh,
I know
no.
he's like super stressed out. So yeah.
He goes, no, this is my pillow.
Yeah.
Well, that's great. This is exciting because you're also moving in with someone.
Mm-hmm.
Now, you've been, how long at your place had you been there and solo?
I've been living alone for 9 years.
Okay. So this is going to be big.
It's tough. It's scary. I mean, just dating somebody new. I think I've told you this before, but like the first time that we went on like an overnight trip.
Yeah.
You know, you live alone for so long, you don't realize that you make certain noises or you do certain things, you know?
Yes. Yeah, oh, that's right. Where I was going.
Because I was like getting out of the shower and he goes, are you okay? And I was like, uh-oh. Yeah, why? And he's like, you're just grunting a lot.
Oh, yeah. Oh, yeah. And what is that? What are you doing? I mean, you're just like clearing your throat?
You know, just like drying
off.
Oh,
just like stretching maybe? Oh, yeah.
No, just reaching and drying off is just like so hard when you get old, you know?
Oh, yeah. So, plus, if it's in the morning, it's everything's harder.
Yeah, so.
Yeah.
And then also, I didn't realize that I make a lot of comments when I'm watching TV. Like, mm-hmm.
Pull that up a little bit. This is about to fall.
Oh, sorry.
Oh, you good. Got it.
Like, Yeah,
and those things will get bigger and bigger over time. Like, if he's noticing them now, it's like a year from now, he's going to be like, oh, my God, she won't stop crying. That's all she does.
I'm so worried that, like, you know, the things that you don't find annoying at the beginning, you think are kind of cute, turn out to be, like, what breaks you
up
in the end.
Yes, that's true.
And so I'm like, oh, no, you know.
What's the longest you guys have stayed in one spot together? Like overnight, like
we've gone on trips for
a week, two weeks,
yeah. And
snoring an issue? Any snorers?
Yeah, he snores.
He snores.
Yeah, he also he jumps a lot.
Oh no!
In his sleep, so
like he wakes himself up. With
well,
a crazy
I can't
dream.
Get to sleep because he's jumping at the beginning of his sleep. He has crazy nightmares, you know.
Oh man!
He also likes to hold on to me really tight.
Oh well, that's adorable.
Which is so sweet. Yeah. But at the same time, when you're snoring and jumping, it's like I can't get to sleep.
Trying to breathe over here.
So like the first couple of nights when we're on a trip, it's like neither one of us can sleep because I'm waking him up because I keep trying to get away from him.
Yeah.
You know?
You guys are going to need a huge bed.
Yeah. But then by the end of the trip, we're fine. We figured it out.
Yeah.
But then we come back to LA and we don't see each other till the weekend. We don't really stay at each other's house during the week because I have a dog.
Right.
And the Maverick doesn't go to his house.
But you're sort of, but you know what to expect.
Yeah. Oh my God. We're both so excited.
There's not going to be any surprises with that.
No. There's
it's going to be like, okay, I got to get ready for the snoring. He's got to get ready for the grunting. Yeah. There'll be something. Maybe, I mean, I could probably help talk to him about the snoring because I snore. My dad snores, big snorer. Uh-huh. I've grown up with it. I've inherited that as well.
Yeah.
There's mouthpieces you can do. CPAP's not sexy. You're not going to want to lay next to a guy with a CPAP mask.
No.
You know, it doesn't get you
in
the mood.
Just like, it's like he just snores at the beginning.
Right.
When so he's going to sleep. It's not crazy. It's not really loud. It's just like kind of normal, but it's just like in my ear.
Yeah. Because he's holding you so
he's
tight.
He's holding on to me. Yeah. He needs something against his chest when he goes to sleep. It's so cute.
I hold a pillow.
Yeah, you have. Yeah. So, I mean.
Yeah.
I'm like, let me hold you, you know?
Yeah,
and he's like, no, that's not the same.
Yeah, I've been, you know, living by myself now since 2012. Mm-hmm. And I was married for a while, so I shared this space with my wife at the time. And it was sort of like, oh, I can fart anytime I want.
Well, yeah.
You know, there's that. And then, like, even now if I'm, like, you know, with someone for a brief time, like let's say I'm at a hotel and we're staying in the hotel room together and I don't want to do anything gross because I'm still trying to impress this person, you know, it's still like you're on a first date or something, you know, for that first month at least you're trying not to do any of the passing of the gas or the burping and that kind of stuff.
Yeah, we're way past that.
Yeah, way past that.
Fortunately.
So I'll even go down to the lobby for number two.
that's a move. That's the move.
That's, yeah.
Oh, girls do that too.
I'll say I got to go fax something. Yeah, and I'll be gone for
big
30 minutes. Come
me.
Back. Oh, what'd you fax? Why did I don't know. W9 or something. Yeah. So that's a girl move, huh?
Oh, girls
I thought I was a
too.
Genius. I thought I came up with that.
No, but we would just start. Yeah. I'd be like, I'm going to go to the lobby. And you know what it means. But he doesn't give me that. We don't give each other that courtesy anymore.
No, it's just like deal with it.
Yeah, this house though, we each have our own bathroom.
Oh, now that's
We each took a bathroom. There's two bathrooms.
That's good. That's gonna help.
Yeah,
I think my parents married ever since my whole life. Mm-hmm. Sleep in different bedrooms, mm-hmm. have their own bathrooms. Mm-hmm. I think that might be a part of it, the success. You know, because you had your bathroom stuff from me, I'll have my bathroom stuff from you. We'll meet up for some fun, sexy times, romantic cuddling and whatnot, and then we'll just go pass out in our beds.
Yeah,
and then we'll wake up refreshed and not annoyed with each other.
Yeah, that's the way my great uncle, like him and his wife, had separate rooms, and you remember all those like twin beds that would be in the same.
To go back
room,
to I Love Lucy, they didn't sleep together; they had normal twin beds.
Yeah. Yeah. So, I mean, I think there's he took a closet in the guest room and I took a closet. We have like a weird,
how many bedrooms?
Well, there's two bedrooms and then like a bonus room, which we can't figure out. So it's like, but the bathroom is in the bonus room. Yeah. So it's almost like the bedroom is another room off of the bonus room. So it's just like kind of this big middle area so we're just using it as like a dressing room, basically. Gotcha. So his bathroom is in there, but my closet is in there. And then they have two built-in closets because there's not a lot of closet space in the old house.
How old is this house?
I don't know, but it's been remodeled.
Yeah.
So luckily there's lots of storage. It's like all brand new fixtures and bathrooms.
Oh, that's good.
Yeah. All new drawers, that pull in and out really easy.
Soft clothes.
Yeah. And I'm really excited because it has a laundry room that has a workbench, like a table, basically.
Yeah, like a folding table.
Yeah, which I'll use to wrap presents at Christmas.
Aha! Yes.
The things that women like.
Yeah. What I hate about my place is that my washer and dryer is in the garage.
Yeah, that's
And there's like
tough.
Three levels. If you count the garage to here, to there, to there, that's like three levels.
Yeah.
And I come home exhausted. The last thing I want to do is lug my luggage all the way up to the third floor.
Right.
And then just bring it back down here, do laundry, bring it back up there.
Right, yeah, that makes no sense.
So I went and bought myself a little hanging rack, mm-hmm. Bed Bath & Beyond. So I will do my laundry. Like, first thing I do when I get home, take the laundry out of the suitcase, go ahead and throw it in the washer, then take the suitcase up there. Then when it's done in the dryer, because I don't like it being all wrinkly, if it stays in there too long, I'll just go ahead and have that little hanging rack. I'll just hang it right there. So
and then
I hate
you pack down there.
I'll pack down there. Oh, I've got a luggage rack down there. Sometimes if I'm only here 2 days, I won't even take it all the way upstairs.
Yeah, yeah.
I'll just leave it right there.
That's great.
But that's a pain in the ass. You know? I wish I had a little folding table there.
But you said you might be moving.
There's a chance. Yes. Parents are getting older.
Uh huh.
I was just there at my mom's birthday. Well, she just turned 71. Mm-hmm. Shout out, Betty Reap.
I saw her. I wished her happy birthday.
Yeah. My brother is newly single again. He's going through the D word as well. No. So I'm feeling like I've been here 18 years. Mm-hmm. I'm thinking it might be time to go back to Hickory.
Oh, I love it.
Yeah. Go back there. I feel like even when I am here, I could do anything. I could do what I do now from the road. Or
you
from Hickory.
Absolutely could, yeah.
I mean, you think about how much money I'd be saving on flights, let alone I could drive to half these gigs. A lot of my gigs on that side of the country.
Yeah.
I would be around my family more. This house has gone up in value, so I could sell it
and buy
it. Have a nice chunk of change, and then get me a lake house, Lake Hickory.
Ooh.
Me and my brother.
I didn't know there was a Lake Hickory.
There is a Lake Hickory, yes. Ooh. It's not,
And your brother would move in with you?
Possibly. Mm-hmm. We've talked about that as well. If we get a place that has an upper and, so it's
duplex?
Two separate places, but like one big house.
Mm-hmm.
I guess that's a duplex. Like one level is all him and one level is all me.
But would you share a kitchen? A duplex would be two kitchens.
That's what I'm saying. Like we'd have to build it in such a way that we wouldn't be roommates, would have two separate places, that one above the other, something like that. Mm-hmm. I don't know what that's called, but
a duplex.
The duplex, yes. Duoplex.
Uh-huh.
So I'm thinking about it. And property values, like I said, it's gone up, so now would be a good time to do that.
Well, anymore, technology when it comes to even auditioning, it's like you just put yourself on tape most of the time 100%. Anyway.
I just met with my new theatrical agent at WME today. Uh-huh. And was telling her that very same thing. Half the stuff I've gotten, I happen to be on the road and just taping it, sending it in. And then the follow-up audition, but the initial one, I'm not even here.
Right.
So what do we,
So if you get a call back, would you just fly back to LA?
It depends. It would what gig I'm having to cancel, mm-hmm. or you know. And I've got friends out here I could check up with, or even just do an Airbnb, you know. So it's on the table. If it happens, it might be later at the end of this year, if it happens. Mm-hmm. I'm still, like, part of me doesn't want to leave because it's like I feel like I'm being defeated in some way.
Oh, gosh, no. I wouldn't think that. Yeah I know that feeling, though, where you feel like I'm giving up, I'm moving. Yeah. But
like I'm cashing in my chips, I'm going home.
But
I
don't consider Nate Bargatze to have done that by moving to Nashville, you know?
Zach Galifianakis moved back to North Carolina.
Yeah, I mean, there's lots, you know, there's plenty of people. Like, once your career is
once people kind of know you,
on
got
pace,
the, right?
People know who you are, then you're fine.
Well, I'm glad to hear you say that.
Yeah, I would love to live in Nashville. I would move there in a heartbeat, but it's just not. I'm not quite there yet.
I've thought about that, you know? Too. And you got your agents right there. We have the same agents.
Yeah,
in Nashville. Yes, I'm letting them know.
Yeah.
Yeah.
But also, I'm like, I have to consider my boyfriend, you know, like he's a sportscaster, so his job is here. So
he has to go to a job like every day. Yeah.
Yeah. Monday through Friday, they do their show.
Yeah.
Monday through Friday.
So that's not something he can do for the road.
No.
Yeah.
No. But yeah. So
I'm thinking maybe
it's a smart idea.
Well, if I rent, I could possibly rent as well this place. But then there's this stupid law. If you're not living in the house that you're trying to sell for at least a year or two as you're selling it, then you have to pay some huge tax. Oh, it's ridiculous.
Oh, okay.
Like, part of me, the government part of this town, I'd be happy to walk away from. Yeah. You know, all the restrictions.
Taxes.
The taxes. My God.
Your taxes would go down so much in North Carolina. I would think.
Law cost of living, all of it.
Yeah.
And I would take my time if I went back and just stay with my folks for a little while. And got me the exact right place that I want. Like I've always wanted to retire, on water, whether it be an ocean, a river, a lake. So I would take my time and get the right place, I think. But yeah.
Well, I think.
And you're close to water now over there in the.
Oh my gosh! Yeah.
Oh yeah. Do you like going to the beach?
I'm not a huge beach person because I don't like sand.
Yeah.
I'm not a real big ocean person. Like I like to go in and get my hair wet, but if I can't see the bottom, I ain't going in that far.
Really? Yeah.
No, I'm terrified of dying in a shark attack. It's like my number one fear.
Oh, no.
My number two fear is surviving a shark attack. Like that's I always say.
Waking up with one less limb.
Yeah. I'm probably just scared of dying in a bathing suit, but.
Right. Yeah.
Do you like the ocean?
I do. You know, being the ginger and all, the beach is not really the safest place for me on account of the skin cancer I could get. But I love it. I do love being around, the ocean's great. I love a good river, been whitewater rafting, but I think ocean's my favorite. I've been to Hawaii many times.
Yeah.
And every time I'm there, I'm just like, how do I stay here?
Yeah.
How can I just stay here? How can I maintain a living here? Even though, you know, it's bubbling with lava right now. I would avoid that island, but
avoid that island.
Well, yeah, until the one I want explodes, and then I go to the next.
Yeah,
one.
Then you just island hop.
Yeah, an island hop. But I do enjoy it. I don't
like lakes either. Like I like.
But I'm with you on the sand. Like the sand's annoying.
It gets everywhere.
You can't get rid of it.
I can't get it out of my car. I can't get it. You know, especially like I'll take Maverick to the dog beach sometimes, and I'm just like, ooh, this is gonna be quite the event.
Well, how long, just curious, you're in the process of moving now. How much longer do you think it'll take you to be fully out of your old place?
Tomorrow. The movers come tomorrow.
Oh, that's the big day.
The big day is
tomorrow. So you've been boxing stuff up,
getting
ready for the big day.
Yes. My mom has moved like 4 times in the last 6-7 years or something, or 10 years probably. And so she's such a pro at it. So she told me like when they were selling their house, like she would just pack a box a day.
Okay. Oh.
And there I was like, that's smart.
Just chip away at it.
Yeah. So I had started packing before we found the house. But then we found the house last Thursday, and we're moving in this Thursday.
Wow, that's fast.
Yeah. So, last Tuesday. Sorry.
Still.
So it was a really quick turnaround, which neither one of us expected, but we were both fine with. And so it ended up being like, oh, wow, I have a lot more to do.
Does he have a lot of stuff? How are you deciding what makes it into the house and what doesn't?
Yeah.
Like what, like, does he have a disgusting painting that you're like, hell no, that's not coming? I mean, you know what I mean? Like, is there something that you're like hoping gets lost?
He did send me a picture. Like, he's like, I brought a few things over to the house, like when I was on the road last weekend. And there's like, we have this built-in unit in the dining room, which is nice. It's like a glass cabinet that's built into the house. And so on top of it, he had put a plant, which was really beautiful. And then like two, sports posters that are framed.
Well, yeah.
And I was like, like, I hope that's not staying there. What?
So that's, you're just putting that there for now?
Yeah. No, we both have like, just, we're just bringing everything. And then whatever, you know, we've both been pretty good so far. About,
yeah, y'all
like,
figure that out together. That,
luckily in the living room, there's like, there's two bookcases like on each side of the fireplace. So I took one, he takes another, you
there
know,
you
so
go.
Like he can put whatever he wants over there. That's his side. And I'm going to be learning slowly to accommodate. But like I had to talk him out of the bathroom, the guest bathroom, because that's the one I wanted, just because there's lights on each side of the mirror.
Oh,
so it's better for my makeup.
Sure.
But
that's a big thing.
Yeah. And so he was like, what? Like, that isn't even. And I was like, there's also more storage because
so
I'm going to need a lot
more. He got
the
actual master bathroom then.
Yeah, but they're both the same size.
Same size. But is it,
but one just has it like behind the mirror. There's more storage.
Yeah.
So
is it closer to the bedroom? His bathroom?
Yeah, his bathroom.
Well,
is
that's a victory for him.
Yeah.
That's how
so
he should
mine's
going to
be the guest bathroom. So
yeah,
I thought
he could, his walk to the bathroom is less.
I think it's because his clothes are in the guest room.
Oh, I see.
Which is on the other side of the.
Right, getting out of the bathroom, then going all the way over there and then coming back.
Yeah.
Right, right, right.
So I don't. But his dresser is going to be in the. I don't know. No, everybody must think this is so boring.
I'm curious. Oh, sorry. I forgot we're recording this. Hello, everybody. Welcome to Home Movers. show, podcast.
Yeah.
With Sarah Tiana and John Reap.
No, like, I think it's going to work out, is what I'm saying. It's we've both been pretty good. And, like, I was like, listen, if you don't like something somewhere, just tell me.
Yeah.
And if it's really important to me, then I'll fight for it. And if it's not, then okay.
Right.
But I'm just excited about the storage because my place doesn't have storage. He's like, you keep talking about storage. I'm like, yeah, because
I have things.
I've had to put so much stuff in the basement.
Yeah.
And I only have one tiny little closet in my house, which is not good for the amount of shoes that I own. And he was so shocked.
Shoes.
Yeah, because he's a sneakerhead, you know, and I love shoes. But as a girl, I also have to have dress shoes. So I probably have as many sneakers as I have dress shoes, and I love sneakers.
Okay.
And so he was like, I thought I had a lot of shoes. And I was like, you do have a lot of shoes. And he's like, you have way more.
Yeah.
And literally, as I brought them all over, I was like, wow, I have really got to get rid of some shoes. I probably have 150 pairs of shoes.
No kidding.
Yeah.
What's the oldest pair you think you have?
Oh.
I mean, is it like something that like is nostalgic, like heels, or is it sneakers?
No, I don't think I have a pair that's probably more than 4 years old.
Oh, that's not bad.
I would think. Yeah.
Yeah. I got like, I'm that way with hats.
Oh,
baseball hats.
Me too.
And I've got some up there I will never wear, but I don't know why they're up there. I just can't throw them away because I like hats. I don't know why.
I know.
But yeah, girls are that way a lot of times with the shoes.
Hats
are that
shoes
way.
Shoes and hoodies.
Hoodies.
I have so many hoodies. You know, too, you get them for free at a comedy festival.
Is that Mona's?
No, but I wear that
at
the gym
one.
Now.
Yeah.
Yeah, that's a good workout one.
Yep.
Because it's thin enough.
Yep.
But yeah. But, yeah, Nick Brown was so upset about the picture that we posted of him.
Really?
Which I loved, but I was like, I know he's going to hate it because his chin is, he's looking down.
He's looking down.
I would be mad if somebody posted a picture of me like that. But I was like, this is like the best picture I took of
him. It's cool looking in his studio. Mm-hmm. It looked like a magazine, Rolling Stone picture or something.
If I could have photoshopped it for him, I would have. But
take out one chin.
I know.
Put a beard on him.
And he's so skinny. So it's like there's no reason for him to like, it's just like
angle.
Literally the angle and the precise way that he was holding his face.
Oh, man.
But wow, what a fun time. And Thompson Square was so great.
Thompson Square is awesome. Those guys are in Aruba right now. I've been following them on Instagram.
Oh.
They're living it up in Aruba.
I can't believe how long my dad stayed at Santa's Pub.
Oh, my God, that's right. Have we talked about that yet?
No, I don't think so. But we went to Santa's Pub after
we
interviewed Thompson Square. And
yes. Do you want to tell people what Santa's Pub is in case some people don't know?
We talked about it on the,
I thought we have.
With Thompson Square, but it's a double wide trailer.
Yeah.
That has karaoke every night. You smoke inside and they only serve beer
so
and you
fun.
Can't curse on stage or bring your drink. And Nick Brown was there, so he sang With or Without You by You Too, and that was awesome. And then you and
yes, Thompson Square sang a song together. We sang Islands in the Stream.
Well, the girl from
yes.
Shauna.
It's going out of my head. Yes.
Shauna.
Thank you. I just know them as one thing, Thompson Square. But yeah, that was fun singing with her. But,
yeah, she was amazing. They're both really great singers. Because he sang another.
He sang
a song. Some like R. Kelly song, I think.
He sang Ignition, I think. Or.
It was like
Oh, what did he sing?
It was like a Let's Get It On type song that Art Kelly sang.
Yeah.
And it was awesome. And my dad, I was like,
Your dad didn't sing though, did he?
No, he didn't sing.
He just chilled out.
My friend Steve Church was there and he kept bringing my dad beer. So, of course, my dad was like happy and content.
Thank you. Yep.
But I was like, Dad, we can leave whenever. He's like, I'm having a good time. And I was like, okay, geez, I'm sure he'll tell me. So, we were there for almost 3 hours, I think.
I couldn't believe how long he stayed.
I couldn't either.
Being around that many drunk people and the cigarette smoke, at that age, that would annoy the piss out of me.
Yeah. I mean, I was like, what? Like, because he also didn't even know if he was going to come to our podcast because it was so late.
Right. Oh, wow.
You know? So instead, he didn't come to the show before the roast that we did.
Uh-huh.
He didn't come to that so he could nap and like relax a little and then come to our show.
Right.
And so, wow, I was like, he must have napped.
he was having a good time.
Yeah, he had a great time. And boy, that was fun, that live podcast. And
well, before we did this podcast, I put the little feelers out on Facebook about like, hey, guys, we're getting back together, getting the pod back together. What? Any questions? And so a buddy of mine. Well, I think, he called in one time, Booger.
Yeah.
Remember him? The guy
we
goes, the guy
it.
Said, what do you do?
Yeah.
What's your deal?
I'm
that's not how you talk to people.
Yeah, what's your deal?
Yeah.
He said that.
He's just socially awkward. Anyway, he said I should talk about Nelson Watts. It's a high school teacher we had. Claude Brewer, another high school teacher. And then Colder's Light. It's a beer that we were addicted to. So I was when I was home for Hickory, right? I did Boston. We both did Laugh Boston.
Oh, right. That place is dope.
It's cool.
Yeah.
In the hotel. Not even like next to, inside of.
And I love that the owner is like, he has, like John, he has such a Boston accent. Like,
oh, yeah.
He's like, you got to come down to the fucking lobby and then we're going to go watch the Sox. And then,
then
I'm going to be rooting for the Pats. also, while I'm watching the Sox, even though the Pats aren't playing today.
Yeah.
Like, he is so Boston. I love him.
Yeah.
John Tobin. I think it's his name.
I didn't meet him. I met like I don't think he was there when I was there.
Oh, bummer.
Yeah, but everyone else sounded like that too.
It's such a great town.
Yeah.
It's such a fun town. It's a good town for comedy too because they're so smart.
Yeah.
So they get all the
jokes. A lot of history.
Yeah.
Really cool. I didn't go to, but I noticed that there was that the whole tea party, the ship.
Oh, yeah.
It was like a touristy thing you could do. I almost went and did that. But.
Oh, yeah. I think I walked the Freedom Trail one time
when
I was
nice.
There, which leads to the boat. It's like the...
Did I tell you that... Okay, I went out with some fans.
Oh, yeah. Well, then did karaoke, right?
Yes. Well, they ended up fighting.
Oh,
that,
yes.
I forgot if I told... I can't remember who I told this story to. If I've already told you, then we'll just skip it. Well, I just went out with some fans. One guy... And then another couple. Those people didn't know each other. At the end of the night, the couple was done with the one guy. Like, he was annoying. They were like, I can't stand this guy.
Yeah.
And then the couple broke up.
Right.
And then I was just sort of like, I'm ghosted on it. I just left.
Yeah.
That was my Boston.
That's a tough.
That was weird.
The first time I went to Boston, I took a tour of Harvard.
Uh-huh.
Because I was like, I don't know. These people don't seem so smart.
Let me go see what
let
this
me go
is.
See what this is all about.
I'll tell you if
and,
you're smart.
So I was on the tour, and we went into like the theater, like the arts and science, some sort of building, and they had the names of like every soldier who fought during the Civil War who went to Harvard.
Okay.
And they said, we didn't put any names of Confederate soldiers up there because Harvard did not support the Confederacy.
Right.
And I raised my hand and I was like, are you telling me that people in the Confederacy got into Harvard? I was like, can you just put that
that's
up there?
That's exactly where my brain went. I was like, so there were some that were in?
Yeah, that's exactly what I thought. I wasn't upset about that.
You didn't purposely put it in there because you were against it. You purposely didn't put it because no one was in the school.
I was like, sure. Yeah. You took a stand.
That's an easy stand to make when no one's showed
one
up
guy.
To begin with.
They don't put one guy's name. like Robert E. Lee.
All right.
Yeah. So he said to talk about what?
Oh, so when I was home, I had some days off in between gigs, and I visited mom for birthday. She turned 71. We had a nice little dinner.
Yes.
Also went to a local baseball game. Minor league baseball game.
I love minor league
games.
Oh,
my God. It's not my new favorite thing.
Oh, yeah.
Minor league especially.
Yeah.
It's still baseball. There's not much changing.
But the things that they sell at the concession, the names are always ridiculous, usually. Sometimes they're ridiculous. Sometimes it's just the name of, like, the bigger team.
Right.
Yeah.
Well, we are the Hickory Crawdads. I'm sure you know what a crawdad is.
I know what a crawdad
Some
is.
Some people might not know. It's a tiny lobster, basically. That's all it is.
A little baby lobster.
Yeah. Crawdaddies, crawfish. Uh-huh. You know, they love them in Louisiana.
You just suck the stuff out of the head, right?
Yep. That's kind of it. It's really a waste of time. Yes. A lot of work for nothing.
It's so much work.
So I'm not a fan of that food, but that's our mascot.
Uh-huh.
And we went to the game. It was a blast. Had some beers. Great seats because every seat's great in there.
Yeah, and the beers are probably cheap.
Beers are pretty cheap. We went on wine night.
There's a wine night?
Can you believe it? There is actually a winery.
At the Hickory Crawdads game, there's wine night.
On Wednesdays.
Wine Wednesdays.
Wine Wednesdays.
Like Thompson Square does on
Facebook.
That's
right. Oh, I should have given a shout out. So my brother loves wine.
Okay.
That's all he drinks now.
Well, because he's an American. Right? I love wine, too.
I figured he'd be more of a beer guy, but he's moving into this wine phase of life, it seems like.
Mm-hmm.
He's winding down. Sorry. But they had, so they're giving out free wine. This one, what do you call it? Not distillery, brewery, winery.
Vineyard.
Vineyard, thank you. That's not far from Hickory, actually. Was there, you know, giving out free samples.
Ooh,
and they had a white, which I said, so what is the white? And the lady behind the desk, she goes, oh, that's fruit wine. okay.
Fruit.
Well, isn't all of it fruit?
Like a sangria?
It just sounded not
isn't it
good.
Grapes?
It's like a Riesling. But I said, you should have said Riesling. Fruit wine doesn't sound fancy. And it is Wine Wednesday. Step it up.
Yeah. Fruit wine.
Yeah.
That sounds so Southern.
My brother was drinking the red. What was he? It was like just a Merlot, something basic. I was having tons of beers. Good times. Good seats, like I said.
Uh-huh.
Anyway, my brother goes off to get some peanuts. And he comes back and he goes, jealous? And he showed me a picture. that he had taken while he was gone.
Oh,
and it was my old high school assistant football coach. He wasn't the head coach. This guy was like an assistant, right?
Uh-huh.
His nickname was Barney because he looked just like Barney Rubble from the Flintstones.
All right, like you say, Barney Five. Okay, Barney Rubble.
No, both kind of, you know, jokes in a weird way.
Yeah, yeah.
But
just
Barney
like
Rubble,
short and stocky.
He was about 4, no, he's about 5'3".
Uh-huh.
Round.
Yep.
Was also the geometry.
Did he just wear a tunic?
You know what? They called him Barney, but he hated it. So no one ever said it to his face. He didn't like it, you know.
Yeah, but
even though he also taught, coached basketball from time to time.
Oh.
At that height.
Interesting.
Yeah.
Well.
Lots of three-pointers. he had his picture met. I was like, holy shit, where's he sitting? So I had to go talk to him. Now, this guy was hilarious. Because at that size, he's also, like I said, he was a geometry teacher, so he was a smart guy. He was a high school teacher, but he was this guy that just had his own little way of talking that I had never seen before. One of my fondest memories of him, there was a guy during football practice, one of our defensive linemen who's like very tall, big guy, kept screwing up. And Coach Watts was like famous for just smacking you back of the head if you screwed up, right? Just like a little light tap, nothing like, oh, you probably couldn't even do it today. or grab you by the face mask and say something like that. Uh-huh. And he'd like to ridicule you and embarrass you. So Keith was messing up all day. And this is how he talked. He goes, Keith, I need you to bend down here real quick. And he goes, no, Coach, you're just going to hit me. Keith, I'm not going to hit you. Bend down here. Oh, I want to. Do it, Keith. And the Keith bent down. I was like, what? He goes, and he smacked it. And he said, don't do that again. And that was it. But that's the way he talks. Is everything's like, just like matter of fact, kind of like Brody Stevens in a weird way.
But lower, low
lower
key,
tone, very low simple.
Kind of nasal.
That's right. Keep it here. You guys are dunces. Let's get this practice over with. Just a super cool guy.
Matter of fact.
And his wife was also, she was an algebra teacher. Mm-hmm. They met in at the school.
At the school.
They got married there. And mm-hmm. she is the opposite of him. She's like taller. She's like, she's probably 6'1".
Wow.
Yeah. Tall. And
to him or just in real life?
8'2" to him. Mm-hmm. But it was just so
like
much.
Like Brad Williams' wife.
Right. Oh, yeah. You know? She's very tall, just tall to him.
No, she's pretty tall. Yeah. She's taller than me.
Oh, I don't think I've met her
yet. Probably like 5'9".
Yeah.
She's also like a big, like the best, one of the best judo fighters in the world. Oh, yeah. I mean, it's so funny. Like she could just like
now,
kick him across the room.
Now I'm picturing him fighting right now and him just getting tossed around. Yeah. That's not fair.
Like you can't catch me. No, he's probably quick. You know.
He's fast. He goes for the legs.
He's fast. Yeah. So, oh, that's so cool. So
it's just fun running
so
into them and seeing them again and catching up and it just them seeing me after everything else now and then mm-hmm. being happy for me and successful and them being still together and having a great time retired now, just enjoying life. Go to every minor league baseball game, Hickory Crawdads game that's played there and just good to catch up, you know.
Oh, fun.
Which is made it easier for me to go like, fuck, I'm coming back.
Yeah.
I just want to come here.
Yeah.
Yeah. But we'll see what happens.
See, there's not a whole lot of me that would want to move back to my hometown, but that's also because my parents don't live there.
Right.
So, I mean,
there's no reason for
me to move back. Yeah. But I would love to live closer to my family for sure. That. What else did they ask you to hear?
Oh, Claude Brewer, another high school football coach, defensive coach. Also the psychology teacher. This guy's a character. You remember Muammar Gaddafi?
Muammar, yeah.
Okay.
Muammar Gaddafi.
Picture that face.
Yes. Okay.
But slightly with a lazy eye.
Oh, my God.
That's Claude Brewer.
That's a tough, that's not an attractive man.
No. He was weird. Good football player back in his day. Decent coach, but a weird, odd guy.
Uh-huh.
Like, he's the guy that stood out in front of the high school greeting everyone as they drove in from the road into the high school.
What a beautiful face to see when you first wake up.
just enforcing the speed limit that's just 10 miles an hour. And if he thought you're going 11, he'd stand out in front of your car and tell you to slow it down. Like a real, just an oddball.
How can you tell how fast somebody's going?
You can't.
Yeah.
But he just, you know.
Just.
Confrontational.
Wanted to.
But also, like, try to spread positive energy. Always, like, out in front of his classroom, clapping. He just is famous for clapping, like, just like, all right, good to see you. There's John Reap. Hey there, buddy.
Right.
So this guy, here's a weird thing. It's a couple of weird things he did. So in high school football locker room after practice one day, Claude Brewer loves to just use the showers and come hang out and just air dry. All right, just one of those guys that when he's naked just takes a long time getting dressed.
Oh,
it's like, well, let's just speed it up here, buddy. All right, we get it. You're hung like a mule.
Yeah.
No need to walk around in front of those high school kids.
Yeah.
So I just remember changing my cleats one day. I'm on a bench in the locker room. Here he comes. Walk over. Puts his foot up on the bench. Oh, it's and I'm like, oh, Jesus Christ. He's like, John, I just want you to know you had a good practice out there today. Saw a couple of missed tackles. We'll work on that. But I do love your focus and your passion out there today. all the while just this pendulous thing swinging in front of me. Very bizarre.
Hashtag me too for you.
Yeah. Hashtag Sandusky-ish.
Yeah. You know? That's super creepy.
Moving on, buddy.
Well, bye-bye.
And then like...
He still worked there?
No, he's retired as well. But he lived... He worked many years afterwards. I wonder if he... Yeah, we'll have to hang out.
I always wonder.
Ugh.
We had a teacher named Mr. Sumner when I was growing up. It sounds like a... pedophile, you know,
but Sumner, yeah,
and he had two missing fingers, his middle finger and his ring finger.
Okay,
he's so like two little nuts, so he looked like he was given the rock and roll side.
That's
all
awesome.
The time.
If I have to lose two fingers, I want the rock and roll side all the time too.
And I just remember, like, he always, like, I don't know, there was just something about him that I didn't like. And I remember, he was like when I was in elementary school, so I was probably in like fourth grade or something. But I remember him, like, we had to do like a taste test, and we had to close our eyes, and he would put something in our mouth.
Oh no!
I know, and like every time I think mine was like chocolate.
Yeah,
thank God. But I just think after he got. He was also like ran the Boy Scouts, and he actually got arrested for molesting kids, and like,
oh my God,
he had to leave the school, and like, of course, all the students were like, "No, this isn't true," and I was kind of like,
kind of had that feeling a long time.
He super creeped me out, so I'm not really upset, but like,
I've always thought that's kind
of weird. I think back
to
that of like the taste test thing, and like wondering if the little boys in the school. You know, I don't know. I'm sure he didn't do anything in the classroom, but just the idea of like us having our eyes closed and not seeing what else was going on in the room while we were.
It reminds me of sometimes, I've thought of this too, in the Catholic Church sometimes when they give communion where you just get on your knees.
Yeah.
They say, open your mouth, stick your tongue out, and they just lay this thing on it, and you're supposed to. Just take it.
Yeah.
That's a little creepy.
Super creepy.
Yeah.
Yeah. My sister will... probably be happy that I'm calling this guy out, but we had a yearbook teacher in high school, Mr. Knight.
Okay.
No, it's not right. He was also the tennis coach, and he was like the yearbook editor, of course.
Okay.
And he was the chemistry teacher in our high school. And he was always really weird, like, you know, just... liked the girls a lot, you know,
okay.
like coached the girls' tennis team.
Uh-huh.
He's also the yearbook
was he
photographer.
A young teacher?
So who knows what?
Was
no.
it like in his 20s?
He was probably in his late 40s when he was in
high
school. But he emailed me probably like 5-6 years after I left high school and was like, oh, I was just like such a, you know, like I thought so highly of you. I'm so glad to see that you're doing well. If you have any sexy pictures of yourself that you want to send to me, that would be great. And I was like, what? And I wrote him back and I was like, that's not appropriate.
Wow.
And please don't email me again.
So out of the blue, he
emailed me back and was like, sorry, you just never know what somebody's into.
Wow.
And my sister, and he was still teaching at the time, and she was like,
oh my God.
Because I think he had moved to the middle school. He had been put into the middle school, which
even
is even
younger.
Worse, you know? So,
ugh.
God, that guy, the worst.
Ugh.
So, if anybody in Calhoun is listening, make sure.
Stay away from that guy.
Yeah.
Do you remember his name?
God.
Did you get it wrong?
It's not
you
Mr.
Can look
Knight.
It up later.
Mr. Knight was the art teacher who was not.
Yeah. Now he's fine.
He was just an asshole. He
wasn't
touching girls.
Yeah.
He just always told me I wasn't going to amount to anything.
What a douche.
Yeah. I remember when I auditioned for Six Flags, he was like, I don't know if you should do that. They only take really talented people. And I was like, oh, thanks. Well,
God,
I'm just going to go.
You should like.
My teacher, Miss Burton, was the one that, she was the cheerleading coach, and I never was a cheerleader because we couldn't afford it. Plus, my mom would always be like, Sarah, you know, in life, you don't want to cheer for other people. You want them to cheer for you.
Well, that's
true,
not bad.
But we just couldn't afford the outfit. And
that's funny.
But she always wanted me to be a cheerleader because I was such a good dancer. I was like a choreographer for a while when I was like out of high school. And so,
I feel like you should end every set, especially if it's TV, with "Screw you, Mr. Knight."
Well, we all have those teachers, or that one person that didn't believe in us, which is actually the motivation to like.
Right.
So it's probably because of him that I was like so angry. You know, well, not really. I think it was always in me. It was just like bound to happen. But I always think back of like, you always just remember the person that wasn't supportive.
Yeah.
Of you.
You know, it stings more. It lasts longer. Yeah. Compliments, I mean, they're always great. We love them.
Yeah.
But if, you know, they don't. I don't know. They don't.
It's like trolls on Twitter or something like that. Like, what's like when it's kind of like a comedy faux pas. Like, you can make fun of people, like, especially in roasting. Like, there's so many things I can make fun of, but I don't call people unfunny because that is like.
Oh, yeah. That's like.
That's just not.
Right.
It's just a cheap shot. And who am I to say?
Right.
Because just because you're not funny to me doesn't mean you're not funny. And
it's
not really fair.
Well, we're kicking ass here.
Yeah, I know.
I'm going to do one more Claude Brewer story and we'll wrap it
up. Okay,
This is the one Mike wanted me to tell.
I didn't want to.
I forgot about it till just now, that this was the actual story he wanted to hear. So he taught psychology, Claude Brewer. And
psychology in high school?
Yeah. Psychology 101, just your basic psychology.
Like human mind psychology.
I know, right? But it was like one of the easiest
usually
classes.
Usually you have philosophy. Psychology doesn't seem like...
He didn't. It wasn't. There was a book, and then he would sometimes refer to the book, and the tests were a joke. If you walked into that class, and you had you were allowed to bring a news article in and read it out loud and discuss it for 10 or 15 minutes, you would get like an A for the day or something. So everyone did it. And it was almost, you never got to any subject matter. It was really just stupid, right? Mm-hmm. But that's the class. And he is famous for telling this story many years over in that same class.
Oh, God.
Where he happened to be hitchhiking for whatever reason somewhere.
For whatever reason, because he had to.
Right.
Yeah, because he had to leave whatever town he was murdering people in.
Kicked him out. Yes. Like Rambo.
Yeah, not Rambo, where he was murdering people for real, but not for the government. Yeah. Right, okay.
Just for sexual gratification.
Sure, sure, sure.
So Mr. Brewer hitchhiking somewhere. A guy picks him up, and he's they're riding along there. And now I'm going to say it like Claude said. So we're just going down the highway, and... this young fella decided to put his hand on my knee. And then I thought to myself, well, I done picked out a spot on his head where I was going to hit him and kill him and then grab the wheel so I wouldn't kill myself. I don't know why he told that story over and over again.
So did he?
No, I don't think, no, he didn't
kill
him.
That was the end of the story?
That's the part that I remember.
Oh.
He didn't kill the guy, but apparently the guy was hitting on him. You know,
right.
And he didn't, you know, like that too much. But I don't know why he chose. Maybe it's a psychological thing.
Yeah, because he wanted other kids to be like, to go, somebody else hit on me. And he'd be like, let me help you with that.
Right.
Then they would kiss and hug over their bonded experience.
Hey, you might have something to that.
That's
there.
Definitely what that was. It's psychologically getting people to.
Like, it's putting that out there. Like,
yeah.
Come to me and talk about this.
Come to me and talk about
privately.
It. Because I want to hear about where men touch you.
Bam. God almighty.
Yeah. It took me 2 seconds to figure that guy out.
Yeah. Wow. Oh, wow, there you go, folks.
Man, I hope that guy didn't really hurt anybody.
Yeah.
He could be a serial killer.
No one has come out about that, so I don't... Maybe it's just
You'd think in a small town it would, or it wouldn't, in a small town, you know.
But now I feel like
we don't like controversy.
We don't. Just leave
just
it alone.
Just don't talk about
Move
it.
On
just
with your
get
life.
Over it. Bless his heart.
He can't help it.
He can't.
Pray for him.
He can't help it.
Oh, this has been fun, Sarah.
I know. I miss you.
I miss you.
All right.
I'm going to be back, so we'll talk about that anyway. I'll be back. We can do another one next week. I'm here.
Me too.
So, well, I'm going to be here a lot this summer, and you're going to get a lot more fried pods for y'all's ear hole.
Don't swallow them. Just listen to
them. Just listen to them. And thank you for listening to another episode of the Fried Podcast.
Happy Friday. And the radio up, I like to see the sunrise. See the love in my woman's eyes. Feel the touch of my precious child. And no mother's love.